Happy Monday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our Macro Minute for Monday, April 6, 2026. Hope everyone had a wonderful Easter weekend with their families. So as always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, are investors sleepwalking into another global financial crisis? Our answer is the risk of this outcome is low because it is hard for us to envision such a tragedy given the risk to the administration in the midterm and the 2028 elections. That said, the longer the Iran conflict persists, the longer the current global liquidity crisis will persist. Moreover, the latest forward guidance suggests there will not likely be a major central bank put in response to the current global liquidity crisis. This implies the current risk-off inflation market regime could devolve into a global financial crisis if the Strait of Hormuz remains effectively closed for months and increasingly disrupts global dollar recycling flows from net international investment surplus, Gulf Coast, and Asian economies. Here are the most important things we learned today regarding the six key macro cycles that influence the momentum and dispersion within and across asset markets on a trend basis, starting with the growth cycle. While the March ISM Services PMI report did not support our paradigm C theme, it strongly supported our jobless recovery theme. Elsewhere, the Strait of Hormuz remains effectively closed from the perspective of the global economy. The restricted crude oil supply alone represents a historic negative demand shock that could cost at least 6 to 8% and upwards of 8 to 11% of global GDP. FYI, the Great Recession and global financial crisis corresponded to a 9% decline in global GDP. Let me say that again. The restricted crude oil supply alone represents a historic negative demand shock that could cost at least 6 to 8% and upwards of 8 to 11% of global GDP. FYI, the Great Recession and global financial crisis corresponded to a 9% decline in global GDP. In terms of the inflation cycle, the nascent energy supply shock represents a pot of boiling water being doused upon an otherwise cooling inflation cycle and supports our sticky inflation theme. The latest is that Pakistan, Egypt, and Turkey are actively negotiating a 45-day ceasefire to preempt threatened U.S. strikes on Iran's energy infrastructure and anticipated retaliation by the Islamic Republic upon introducing a new Tuesday 8 p.m. Pakistan, Egypt, and Turkey are actively negotiating a 45-day ceasefire to preempt threatened U.S. strikes on Iran's energy infrastructure and anticipated retaliation by the Islamic Republic upon sensitive sites throughout the region. In a profanity-laden Truth Social post on Sunday, President Trump threatened to destroy Iran's power plants and blow up, quote, everything over there, while introducing a new Tuesday 8 p.m. deadline for the Strait of Hormuz to be reopened without specifying terms. This latest delayed deadline extends a sequence of delays since its first threat on March 21st. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Ismail Baghaei stated Tehran seeks a permanent end to the conflict rather than a temporary pause, asserting that accepting a short-term detente without guarantees is something that, quote, no rational person would do. Israeli Security Cabinet Minister Zeev Elkin told Khan Radio on Monday that outcomes involving a, quote, very dramatic delay to Iran's nuclear program and removal of enriched uranium would be positive, but emphasized it doesn't look like the Iranians are there. Fars News Agency reports 15 vessels transited the Strait of Hormuz with Iranian approval over the past 24 hours. I'm guessing they all went to China, representing a 90% collapse relative to pre-conflict volumes with no disclosure on ownership or destinations. The nascent directional trend is positive. We're going from 0 to 15, but the cumulative impact of the lost petroleum products has yet to be adequately priced into global energy markets or felt by the global economy. Recall that we have a lot of rerouting and SPR releases around the world that will either eventually run out or be turned off if these countries really start to fear that they're going to run out of energy. They're not just going to be willy-nilly releasing SPRs just to do regular old business cycle activity. They're going to start to ration energy products if this persists. Mark my words on that. The nascent directional, it's only a matter of time before they do should the conflict continue in terms of the adequate pricing of this conflict and the restricted supply into global energy markets and the global economy in terms of the impact that it will have on the global economy in GDP terms. So it's only a matter of time that we start to see those negative outcomes. Elsewhere, the March ISM Services PMI strongly supported our sticky inflation theme. Nothing actionable with respect to our Bayesian priors for the monetary policy cycle, the fiscal policy cycle, liquidity cycle, or positioning cycle. Continue reviewing to learn whether our institutional grade risk management overlays, KISS and Dr. Mo, are evolving their signals in response to these or anticipated fundamental dynamics. So as always, a wrap up with some questions and comments from our members in our global investor community here in the 42 Macro Dashboard. So I'll start with this one. It reads, 2 years with 42 Macro. And all I can say is thank you in all caps, 25%+ annually, and so much education and so much less stress. The switch from ag to gold was an absolute goat tier move. And the incredible amount of money saved by the risk management overlays, I mean, wow. It's easy to remember the times when the number go up, but it's easier to forget the times when the number doesn't go down much. Having experienced this for 2 years now, I just don't know how regular folks like me invest without the risk management, especially in a fourth turning. I originally found Darius on Adam Taggart's old channel when I was plugging back into investing, and I'm infinitely grateful that I was able to wade through the infinite bear porn and really hear his rational, data-driven analysis. Sorry to ramble. Thank you, Didi and Team 42. You're doing incredible work. Thank you for the super kind feedback. This is, you know, the feedback that most people have when they join our platform, you know, particularly those who've been here for, you know, at least 6 months, a year, you know, 2 years like this person, or 3 years or 5 years. We have customers who've been here for the whole time we've been in business. And there, if you check out our testimonials page, they'll tell you everything you need to know about the effectiveness of the tools that we built and the reliability and just the sheer breadth and depth of the education that we provide. You know, whether you're here to learn, whether you're here to use our risk management systems, whether you're here to just keep up abreast of the global economy, whether you're here because you're just like me talking about politics and data, it doesn't make a difference. What matters is, you know, this is one of the world's best global investor communities. I'm super proud about that. Transition to this commentary. This one's titled The Recent Around the Horn. Just wanted to give a big shout out to DD and the 42 Macro team for the quality and depth of these last few Around the Horns. Those are our weekly webcasts where we're essentially unpacking all the relevant things that matter from the side of our quantitative risk management signaling that's changing at the margins in terms of our KISS and Dr. Moe signals and all a quick update on all of our quantitative econometric models, as well as what we think is the most important thing that investors need to know about the six key macro cycles that influence the momentum and dispersion within and across asset markets, you know, growth, inflation, monetary policy, fiscal policy, liquidity, positioning. Hey, what did everything we learn about this week? What was the most important thing that everyone needs to know? Remind them of that, and then update our model. So that's what the Around the Horn presentations are. Says, I spent the last few hours building my own custom macro dashboard and sentiment models prior to joining 42 Macro. And I spent an insane amount of labor and hours digging in for the correlations, macro causations, formulas and effects, et cetera, in markets, trying to build some edge in my investing process. I wound up at similar conclusions to the broad majority of the data points you use. The fact that you transparently and clearly explain the back end of these models and why it's important to understand them is a huge benefit to the community here. And I think it would be easy for someone to just underestimate just how much alpha and knowledge you're sharing. I completely agree. It takes an incredible amount of work to create these types of models and an incredible level of understanding to be able to explain why they matter and why they and how they work so concisely and so clearly. I can only imagine the amount of time I would have saved had I found this community earlier than I did. But then again, I probably wouldn't have had the same appreciation for the models as I do now. It's a real gift to not be gated behind black box understanding and have such a patient teacher allow the community to trust the models. Keep up the great work and know it's appreciated. So really super kind for thankful for this feedback. You know, one of the things I'm super passionate about in this industry is, you know, basically being the counter to all the weaponization of your and the general investing public's cognitive biases that I see out there. There's so many folks who do what I do who are smart enough to understand what those cognitive biases are, what these behavioral heuristics are, and they actually use them against you in their marketing materials. They use them against you. They weaponize them against you when they're trying to acquire you as a customer. They weaponize them against you when they're trying to maintain your subscription fees. I've seen it for a long time throughout my career, up close and personal. There are people out there that are literally will prey on you and your inability to recognize your cognitive biases. The same cognitive biases that made Danny Kahneman and Amos Tversky and Richard Thaler and all these other people, world famous Nobel Prize winning research investors, the same people, there are a lot of people who do what I do who will take that information and instead of enhancing their process with this information and using it to build guardrails around their risk management investing process, they'll just take the information and use it to create marketing materials so that they can keep getting your subscription fees. And that to me is, it's gross. It's sick. I can't stand it. I've seen it up close and personal for way too long. And our company exists to combat that. And we're going to continue to combat that. And one of the things that I see out there that those folks are out there still doing is hiding behind black boxes. We publish all of our data. If we have a model, you will be able to backtest it, study it. There's all the data is all available in every single report we put out. You can download the data, play with it, backtest it, build your own tools with it. It's if you're so good at investing, why would you ever hide behind a black box? The people who should be hiding behind black box work at Man Group and AQR and Renaissance Technologies. They don't sell emails for a living. They don't sell signals for a living. If your model, whatever you call your model is so good, why is it a black box? Why aren't you running billions of dollars of AUM instead of sending out emails? And that's the point I'm making is obviously it's not what they report it to be. Nobody selling emails should be hiding behind a black box. It's an outrageous activity. Nobody on the buy side respects that black box. It's just the people who are the gullible retail investors who are getting their amygdalas tickled on a daily basis by people who hide behind these black boxes. So we don't do the black box thing here at 42 Macro. I think we have the world's best suite of educational resources on the planet. And wrapping up on that, this final comment says Risk Management Masterclass. Since I've been following Darius since 2016, and I can tell you that the last two Around the Horn videos are a masterclass distilling 42 Macro's data-driven risk management process into about 4 hours of pure gold teaching. I've never seen any training that comes close to the value of those two videos. Congratulations, Darius. So if you guys have been listening to me rant these macro minutes for any period of time, I'll tell you right now, the best thing you can do if you want to go from being wherever you are as an investor to being much better than wherever you are as an investor, I don't care if you're a novice retail investor or if you're a buy-side portfolio manager, if you want to go from wherever you are as an investor to being much better than wherever you are as an investor, spend the $75 to $150 it costs to acquire those two Around the Horn presentations where we went through our Chill Vibes Hawaiian Shirt education masterclass over the past couple of weeks to kind of slow down and explain all of our models. Explain how we think about managing risk, which is really just an amalgamation of what the best investors that I've interacted with across my career, across the global buy side, what I think their best practices are. That's just what 42 Macro research, that's what our risk management process looks like. I'm just copying what I think are the best practices. And so, we spent 1.5 hours on our March 28th Around the Horn and about 2 hours in our April 4th Around the Horn, slowing down and kind of really just unpacking what those best practices are. And then we concluded that, which what I think is the by far the most important thing that I've ever explained or taught in my near 2-decade career in Global Wall Street, which is we spent about 30 or 40 minutes at the end of that second Around the Horn presentation on behavior heuristics, on cognitive biases, on why our process is built to essentially remove the influence of those cognitive biases from our investing results. All of the best investors that I've interacted with and studied with and collaborated with and built models for, had models stress test by, all of those folks weave these types of solutions into their investment processes to restrict the ability of their cognitive biases to create negative outcomes in their portfolio. And so I thought I did a great job of slowing down and explaining that stuff. So I'll wrap it up there. Darius Dale here presenting our Macro Minute for Monday, April 6, 2026. We're going to be offline tomorrow and probably Wednesday based on my schedule. I got some traveling to do. So we'll catch you back here on Thursday. Everyone have a wonderful day. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice, and 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.